Hi, welcome to the Soul Streaker Podcast. I'm your host, Jenna Jake. Are you ready to feel all lit up and excited like you just ran through a field naked? I am. So drop that baggage and let your soul go streaking. Hi, Soul Streakers. Welcome to this episode of the Soul Streaker Podcast. How was the No Complaint Challenge last week? How did we do? Did you catch yourself complaining? Did you feel the karmic dust when you did complain of, ugh, that stale potato chips, that heaviness? And when you didn't complain, did you feel better? What was that like? Send me a comment. I want to know, is this working? Am I the only one doing this out there? I know I have my raving fans that listen to me every week, so I want to hear from you. This week, I wanted to talk about yelling. Now that we're not complaining, let's stop yelling. Why are we yelling? What are we yelling about? Yelling's not working either. Just like complaining isn't working, yelling is not working. I have a delicious teenager that I live with. I can't tell you how many times, over and over, I said, please clean up after yourself. She's learning to drive. Slow down. And I would get so frustrated, I would start to yell. And I realized, I'm yelling, it's still not changing. So I decided to stop yelling because I started to get in touch with how I was feeling and how I was feeling. That sense of peace inside me became the most important thing to me of anything, that I was not willing to give it up. And yelling was taking my peace from me. I want to stay high vibe as much as I can. I stopped yelling at her. I either just started doing it myself or asking her nicely. Then I started noticing about all the other people in life that were yelling at her. She doesn't need more people yelling at her. But also the yelling just affected me. My blood pressure went up. I felt stressed. I didn't feel good. It takes so much energy to yell at somebody. And it doesn't work. Nobody ever changes because you yelled at them. If they do, it's temporary at best. When I stopped yelling at her long enough, I started feeling just better about myself, better in my day. My life became somewhat easier because I stopped yelling at people. She noticed after a while. As a consequence of me not yelling at her, our relationship has gotten better because there's a trust there that wasn't there before. Now that we've done the No Complaint Challenge, let's do a 7-day No Yelling Challenge. Try actually a 14-day or a 10-day. It may need more time for people to actually notice that you stopped yelling. What would your life be if you didn't feel you had to yell at anybody? That you just felt so good and so happy and so connected with people. And then you started to notice that you're giving people grace because you're not yelling at them. Why are they acting the way they're acting? They probably need grace. Even with my ex, I got a little uppity with him. And the next day I said, you know what? This is not me anymore. I texted him that this was the old paradigm. I took accountability for any unpleasantness that encountered between us. And it made our relationship a little bit better because that's the old programming, the old me. I'm not into yelling. I don't want to yell at anybody anymore. I felt a sense of peace stronger and stronger. It is the most important thing you have. People pay more attention to their underwear choice than how they feel. How you feel, your energy, your relationship to the field is the most important thing because that's where the change comes in. Because when I got divorced, I decided I didn't want to go back. There was no yesterday to go back to, so I didn't want to take my old programming with me. And I have been really focused and committed to changing my programming, to having that beautiful future that I know I'm capable of. Getting rid of the complaining, getting rid of the yelling. I listened to my last week's episode. It was a little uppity with my listeners. I didn't mean that. I really just was emphatic about how the complaining was not serving. But the yelling is not serving either. Leave me a comment. Let me know how wonderful, delicious, and quiet your life has been since you have decided to stop yelling. Because people are going to expect you to yell. And they may even think you're yelling now when you're not yelling because that's their old programming of how they're interpreting you. So it's going to take a little time for them to realize that you're not yelling anymore. But you're going to see that they're going to come closer to you. And you're going to get more of you want because they're going to trust you. They're going to love you because they know you're a safe space for them. So you don't have to do anything to get people to love you, to come near you, to do what you want. They're going to be more apt to do it when they're having a great relationship with you, and they're going to do it because they love you and they want to do it because they want you to be happy. They want you to be proud of them. They want to have that healthy connection with you. It's the opposite of what you might think. Yes, when you live with people and you ask them to put the toothpaste back on the tube and they don't do it 1,000 times, the yelling's not working anyway. So just put the tube back or ask them nicely to do it, whatever way you want to handle it. But for the love of Henry, please stop yelling. Shh. So much peace awaits you. Namaste. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Soul Streaker Podcast. If you liked it, press that subscribe button, leave me a rating, and if you leave a comment, I'll mention you in the next episode. Please share this podcast with anybody you think might benefit from it. I'll be so grateful if you did. And don't forget to watch me on Lunchtime Live on Instagram at jenna.jake, and check out my website, www.jennajake.com.